When we walk in love and unity with one another, it reveals Jesus to the world. God's glory shines in us, and people can see that God is real. Learn more today on The Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We have a voice of victory with us today that we all know and love.
Yes.
Billy Brim.
That's a good report.
Welcome,
a voice
Billy.
Of victory. I receive it.
Amen.
That's the kind of a voice we want to have, and that is the kind of a voice God has given us.
That's what we have in store for us is victory.
Absolutely, and even right now.
There's no defeat in
no.
the church. There's no
victory
defeat.
In the church. Victory to us reigning in this life. And we're going to be talking about this week's signs and wonders and miracles and next. But I want to talk a little bit about, now here we are, and everywhere I go, people say how they love to watch us.
Well, good.
And they send us emails. I ask them, and mail, snail mail. I ask them to get me together all the ones that mention BVOV. And so they handed me a huge stack.
Good.
They said, we want Sister Gloria to see all these. I said, no, I'm not going to carry them all up there. So I got them to go through and weed out, you know, and then my daughter went through. So we'll be sharing some with you
good.
Every day. But I particularly wanted to show you, Gloria, what a tool you are, and all this this staff around here behind the cameras that you can't see, what it means, this program.
Praise God.
And it is having to do with the fulfilling of God's plans. Now, here we are at the last, and God has plans and purpose. And it needs a fulfilling, and this television and this program particularly. Now, Jesus, we're going to tag on a little bit here to what Brother Ken and Jerry Savelle were teaching last week. And Brother Ken shared with us, too, about it being on 17th chapter of John, which is Jesus' prayer.
Right.
That he prayed before he left this earth and went to the cross. And in chapter 17 of John, always we know you have your Bible when you tune in.
Of course.
And so he's praying to the Father, and we're just going to use a little bit of it. Verse 11, all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. That's a key.
Amen.
To right now.
One.
Verse 20, Jesus prayed, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's me. The apostles told someone, the disciples told someone,
yep.
they told someone, blah, 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 and it got down to me.
Glory to God.
So I'm in Jesus' prayer. And here's what he prayed for me and for you, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. Why? That the world may believe that you have sent me. The world who's dead to God, who needs awakening, yeah. is going to have to see some kind of a unity in God's people that allows the power to manifest without blowing them up. So, and the glory,
right.
and the glory. We see that in the next. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one. Hallelujah.
So those that don't read the Bible should be able to read the church.
That's right.
That they walk in love, that we walk in love, and recognize if we walk in love.
Right. The glory.
Who have we been talking to? Who have we been following to walk in love?
That's right.
It reveals Jesus.
That's what he said. They're going to know you're in my disciples
right.
by your love.
That's right.
And that when we walk in unity and we walk in oneness, it allows the glory to shine that he's given us. He's given us the glory in these earthen vessels.
Mm-hmm.
But we too often keep it like a like that one guy did in the Bible where he tied it up in a napkin and hid it deep down within him. But now, and oh, I'm seeing it, bless the Lord. I told the story just a couple of days ago at an Empowered 21 meeting. I told about when we had that Azusa Street 100 year anniversary. And all of you ministers, so many of you took part in it. I had a little part, not very big. But it did give me a special seat. And so I was sitting among the people who were getting up, and they had a clock up there. They only gave them like 10 or 12 minutes, a big clock, so they could see it. And if they spoke longer, the microphone went off. But you should have seen
Bummer.
Those powerful preachers, how able they were to put something in 10 or 12 minutes. And what was so, I knew what brother didn't agree with what brother. You know, they had a little doctrine. We're all going to have these doctrinal things in our heads. We're never going to get our doctrines all together, but we can get our hearts together in the love of God. And I was sitting where I could see those brothers get down off that platform, and they'd pat each other on the back. You know, they were so glad that they'd gotten done in 10 minutes, 12 minutes, said something.
Right.
And it was like, they were like little boys and girls. Oh, you did it, you did it. You know, like they hit a home run in a softball game or something. Bam, you did it. And I saw love. And I saw unity. And the result was the glory and the power could show. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Praise
and
God.
In the book of Ephesians, which is my favorite book, and which has to do with these last days. If you want something to meditate, go to the book of the Ephesians and meditate it. And here in that prayer that we pray, and it's a prayer that's a Holy Ghost written and anointed prayer that you can pray for yourself and for believers. And you pray, it begins in verse 17, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened that I may know. Knowing Him is the answer to everything.
That's right.
And then he mentions three things to particularly know. And the third one is, what is the greatness, exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, or in Greek, ekklesia, which is His body. The church, which is His body. He's the head, we're the body.
That's right.
The church, which is His body. Not part of the church, which is His body. Not the elite of the church, which is His body. Not the preachers in the church, which is His body.
That's right.
But the church is His body. He is the head. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, what does it say about this body? Chapter 4. He's told us exceedingly great and wonderful things that we're seated at the right hand of God. Therefore, because of our being placed above everything like we talked yesterday was happening on the earth, we're seated above it. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called, with all lowliness and meekness and longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body.
That's right.
You see, Jesus' prayer got answered. We're not waiting for there to become one body. It's true. Somebody got on the phone the other day. My son called me. He was calling me from a certain place where he's preaching. And somebody, not my son, certainly, but somebody talking over his shoulder said, tell her such and such, such and such. And it had to do with someone who they believe there's a split between that someone and me because we don't agree doctrinally. I said, Chip, you tell him there's only one body.
That's right.
And there is no split.
There is no split.
Because we're one body. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
There is right now one body.
One body.
One spirit. One hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. So this sense of oneness and being united and even power in that is very important.
Billy, if there is a split anywhere, somebody has to be failing in their love walk.
That's right.
You can't have a split.
No.
We'll say one person gets mad and does something. Well, what are we supposed to do? Forgive them. So there's no split.
That's right.
If there's a split, somebody's out of love.
And you know,
and if they're both upset, they're both out of love.
They're both out of love.
You and I have been friends for what, 40 years?
Yes. And I don't, you
have
know.
Have we ever?
Never.
Have I ever been put out with you?
Never.
Not
that I know
ever.
Of.
Not ever. Of course, you're so wonderful and good.
No, but you know, I mean, we probably don't agree on every single thing. You know, you told me you didn't want to live next door to me in heaven.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, because, why did I say that?
Because I liked the rustic look.
Oh.
And you said it'd bring down your neighborhood.
Billy, you are making that up.
I am not making that up.
I do not remember having such a thought, but I agree with it. You need to come on
see,
up.
No,
you need
you
to
see,
come on up.
We don't have exactly the same likes and dislikes.
I will come visit you, though.
Yeah, for sure. I'll live among the trees somewhere, but I'll be close to the Lord and the birds. But what I'm saying is you can differ in your head.
That's right.
And not differ in your heart.
That's exactly right.
Bless the Lord. So that's when the split comes. You know, we don't agree on every single thing about the end times, but praise the Lord. Now, I get lots and lots of letters and emails. And we have a Wednesday prayer that's live, streaming live. And so the people, especially since then, they have started emailing me. And they so often mention BVOV, Believer's Voice of Victory. And this is from Jan. And I don't know where Jan lives, but it's a totally different time zone. I'm guessing Australia, but I don't know. I'm a regular BVOV listener. I have seen you on the broadcast before and heard you talk of the Wednesday noon prayer. And I thought I would like to participate. We have lots and lots of people that come on that Wednesday noon prayer. And now we're praying all around this earth. We're praying on Wednesdays at noon, Central Standard Time where I live, for an awakening, for an outpouring, for God to manifest himself, for the manifestation of the sons of God.
People are watching on the internet?
They're watching on the internet.
Live.
We have thousands that come
praise
in. We have 52
God, that's
nations
awesome.
That stay with us. And they are praying together. And they sense this togetherness. They sense this
yes.
oneness. And your television program brings them into that.
Praise God.
This lady writes that she's watched you for a long time and found out about us. On Wednesday, because of the time difference, I was not able to join the live broadcast. So earlier in the morning, I pulled up the archive of the previous week and began to pray. What a beautiful presence of God I felt as I prayed along with you in that heavenly language. When you began to talk about taking communion, and we take communion on the first of every month, I went to my kitchen to get what I hoped would suffice as the bread and wine. As I took the bread, I realized that the pain in my back that had been there for 2 weeks was totally gone.
Glory to God.
I remembered Sister Gloria saying, "Do what you could not do." I bent over and touched my toes and felt no pain
Hallelujah.
In my back. I had not even been praying for healing, just worshiping a God along with you. God is so good. Praise
awesome.
The Lord.
God is so
good. So you see how the body works together. And how I think she is Australia. I wanted to tell you this because yesterday we talked about Israel. And the Lord told me to go there and to spend some time there. I got an email. I don't have it with me because I took it to my desk and I didn't have it with me when I left. And a lady in Alabama was watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. And it was the day that I was receiving an offering. And I was receiving the offering for you, KCM. And I said, you know, the Bible teaches that if we're taught of the Lord, We're to share with those who teach us. And she said, Billy Brim, you used to come to Alabama, and I went to your meetings more than 20 years ago. And she said, I still have notes in my Bible of things I learned from you and that remind me of you, but I had lost you.
She had lost
you. And I found you on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And when you said that, I thought, well, I never did send Billy an offering, except 20 years ago. She sent us a $20,000 check.
Well, praise God.
And she said, use part of this for something in Israel. And so I wanted to say thank you to her if she's watching. But what blessed me was this oneness.
It's the truth.
How one we are and how one we are able to perform. Jesus prayed the prayer in John 17. It came to pass already. He's the head, we're the body. But we're beginning, and even technology is helping us today, to operate as one.
That's the truth.
Here's a man who works in Hong Kong, but he's from Nepal. I'm so blessed to watch you and Mrs. Gloria on BVOV.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. I wanted to thank you especially for the teachings on the Great Awakening and about the writings of Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield and their life for God. This has touched me and shook me in my inner being. And now I am praying that God would also awaken people in my nation, Nepal, and Hong Kong.
Praise God.
I am afraid it seems such a big thing, but as I have learned from your teachings, it's not impossible for God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So isn't that something?
So people are not only watching, but they're receiving.
They're receiving and they're putting it to work.
Yes.
They're praying all together.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Think about
this. This is what I'm saying, Gloria. This that Jesus prayed is coming to pass before our very eyes.
Yes.
And you're a part of it.
Praise God.
And I'm a part of it.
Glory.
Woo! Glory
that
be to God.
Hallelujah.
The fulfilling of prophecy, the fulfilling of God's will.
This is the end time.
This is the end time. He made it possible for us to do
so. Isn't that amazing?
Bless the Lord. This one is from Nigeria. I heard you for the first time on Believer's Voice of Victory, and I downloaded it from the KCM website. In that telecast, you and Sister Gloria were discussing the nation of Israel and made mention of a prayer meeting you're involved with where you pray for spiritual awakening in America and other nations of the world. I was thrilled about this, and my heart was inclined to start a similar prayer meeting in my church for my nation, Nigeria. I believe this will be an avenue by which God will start revival in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ right around the world.
Isn't that a blessing? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So, Nigeria, we're sitting here in this little place, but the oneness of God's body and the oneness of His plan that will show His glory in the earth. Now, I'm telling you, for the glory, for the outpouring, for the manifestation, you have to have people praying.
That's right.
And there they are praying. And here's one from...
So we can sit here in this country, near a little small town, not even in a city, out here in the boonies, and preach to people all over the world.
Preach to people all over the world.
That is a miracle.
And get them moving in on the plan of God and working with God.
And we can all come into agreement.
Yes, glory and this is from Rhonda King, and she's from Australia. This is the second time I've joined your prayer, stream prayer at Prayer Mountain. I believe this so much is the time for the church to become fully awake. I mentioned your connection with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. She talked about it. And Sister Gloria, when you two get together with the Holy Spirit on BVOV, there goes forth such an electric current of enlightenment and connectedness.
Glory to God. That gave me goosebumps right there.
Not only with each other and with the Holy Spirit, but it comes through the TV to the viewer. And I'm one grateful viewer in rural Australia to be part of that.
Glory to God.
We do not have anything here like this out in west in rural. I join together with two or three others. We get up at 5:20 every Tuesday morning to pray. We do it Wednesdays, but it's Tuesday there. I'm praying the Lord to use us to pray in the awakening
praise
and become fine-tuned
God.
To His ear. I will continue
so
to join you.
They're praying with you?
Yes, on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And they're living in rural Australia, the bush country of Australia, the big ranches. What do they call those in Australia? I've forgotten the name they have for them. But just think of it. Bless the Lord. Jesus prayed that in John 17. He said, you shall receive dunamis when the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
From rural Texas, you can go to rural
That's the uttermost part of the world.
Yes.
He said, you'll go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the world. That's the uttermost part of the world.
It is.
From Jerusalem. And they never got there. Not a one of those people in his hearing ever got to the uttermost part of the world. But you and I did.
Glory
sitting right here.
God. Hallelujah.
But like she said, we had the Holy Ghost help.
Yeah.
And the Holy Ghost power to she said, send her. You said you got goosebumps. You got kind of a shock. Mm-hmm. She got kind of a shock out there. That's a Holy Ghost shock.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And one that of the best great. Things that he can do with that is shock us with that oneness and that unity that we have into united prayer and united action here for the last. We're at the last.
In the spirit.
The signs of the time. And so we have to take a united action. We're doing. Here's one last one for today. This is from, I'm writing from a little place in the east of Holland, Bergentheim. When I watched you with Gloria on the BVOV, I was touched. I got a new burden for my little village and the people here. So I listened to your invitation to go online and prayer with you for the first time and decided to pray for an awakening here in my town.
Praise God. Isn't that thrilling?
And she signs it like this. I will be with you praying on Wednesdays. I look forward with great joy to see what God is doing around the world. Much blessing from Holland. I am connected with you.
Connected.
In Christ.
Glory to God. How many nations do you think you have praying most days?
We have 52 regularly on Wednesdays. We've been up as high as 73. But we have 52 that are there most every Wednesday.
Praying.
Woo!
Live, so to speak.
Yes, together.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
In our lifetime.
And I'd say the majority of them, Gloria, heard about it from BVOV.
Praise God.
Because you're there.
Yeah.
You have a voice there, and that is causing this worldwide prayer for a worldwide awakening. I've got such hope and faith that we're going to see it.
We're going to see it. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is June 25th and 26th in Lombard, Illinois, at the Westin Lombard Yorktown Center. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. This year, the Southwest Believers Convention is being called Homecoming 2010. August 2nd through 7th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org. Something extraordinary is happening. Faith and power are impacting the world. The supernatural presence of God is building as believers are changing the world around them. The Power and the Glory package includes these dynamic resources: The Fire, the Light, and the Glory, a teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, The Blood and the Glory, a book by Billy Brim, and The Triumphant Church, Dominion Over All the Powers of Darkness, a book by Kenneth E. Hagin. Each of these resources will transform you into a world changer. They'll help you heighten your spiritual awareness, tap into God's power, and provide proof of God's word through signs, wonders, and miracles. Activate the power and authority of the blood of Jesus in your everyday life and become a witness to the world that Jesus is alive. The power and the glory of God is about to shine in you. Order the Power and the Glory package at a special 45% savings, now only $30. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your package online at kcm.org. Another great product on this subject is the DVD series Awakening to God, also specially priced at $19. To request your copy by phone, call 800-600-7395, or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
Okay, you got to stir yourself up. If you're not stirred up, get stirred up. If you are stirred up, stay that way. This Power and Glory package will help you. This has The Blood and the Glory by Billy Brim, The Triumphant Church, Kenneth Hagin. This is so important. And then the CDs, The Fire, The Light, and The Glory, Kenneth Copeland. You know, really and truly, if you just sit around and do nothing, you're not going to make any changes. But if you'll take hold of the Word of God, and you'll spend time in it, and you'll get teaching, your life can change. Everything in your life can change for the better. Glory to God. But if you just sit around and do nothing, you're going to stay just like you are. And Billy and I know that because we know what happened to us. When we got stirred up on the Word of God, our lives changed for the better. So get yours today. And when you get it, don't just sit it around, but use it. Put it to work. Billy and I are going to pray for you. Father, we pray for every person.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we ask you right now to reveal to every person what to do to get stirred up and to increase in their desire and their devotion and their life in you, Lord. Reveal it to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, nothing much is going to happen in the Spirit until you do that. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And when you do that, something will happen to you on the inside, and you will be what the Bible calls born over. It's really the only way to really start over in life is to get born over.
Hallelujah.
And that'll happen to you. And then you find out from the Word what all happens to you. And the more you find out, the more you can walk in, and the more you know, the freer you get. Glory to God. You be sure and watch. You can read the daily devotional online. We got a lot of material online. And Brother Copeland says in 2010, no matter what do you do?
Have faith in God.
In every situation, faith in God is the answer. Billy and I'll see you again tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland online at kcm.org. God has a good plan for you. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.